Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Willis, the rookie, gets the snap. Handoff, Henry running right. Lots of room. 45, breaks a tackle. 35, 30. He's running free. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Derrick Henry. 48 yards. Just like that, the Titans have the lead.
Hopefully for the Texans, they won't have to revisit sounds like that in the game on Sunday. And I don't know, you remember that run where he was just getting over 200 yards on the Texans every time he went out. And I think, Tyler, if I remember so, fellas, I think I came out and said there is no way he is going to get 200 yards again. That streak is coming to an end. And then that son of a gun went out there and got 200 plus yards.
He always gives the Texans the TY treatment, as I call it.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to tell you, we don't talk about it enough, man. When you look at Derrick Henry right now, the fact that that big joker, he has taken as much punishment as anybody in football. He's always healthy, and he don't appear to be slowing down one bit.
It's when he gets out in the clear.
Oh, it's over.
He pulls away from corners.
Yes.
It is like it is.
He's an alien.
There's no slowing down.
The way he pulls away, like it's not like, oh man, they're not able to get him down, and that's how he gets it. No, he was pulling away from the Bills secondary in week one. It is insane, and even more insane is how the Ravens have used him. And he has not had a game this year, Clint. He has not had a game over 18 carries. 18 carries in week one, by the way, he was over 150 yards. Week one, he had 18 carries. After that, he had 11 against Cleveland. He had 12 against Detroit. He had 11 for 23 yards against Cleveland. I didn't even know it was possible for him to do that. He had 12 for 50 against Detroit, and then he had 8 carries for 42 yards against Kansas City. That has been insane how they've used him. And now that we know, as we talked about, there is no Lamar Jackson in this game, he is declared out. Here is John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. And you know how we talk about word salad? And some coaches or general managers get up there and just start saying stuff.
Around your elbow to get to your mouth.
I mean, just put things together. Mm-hmm. Should I believe this? I believe John when he says this. What John says about his anger with what happened in their previous game against the Chiefs. And to me, I think you can only take what he is saying and saying that is going to change in this game. Here's John Harbaugh talking about what they did in the previous game.
As it was happening,
I don't think our approach was good. I think we didn't stick to the plan that we had. We had an idea how we wanted to approach their defense, and we didn't stick to it. You know, and I'm not happy about it. Neither is anybody. None of our coaches are happy about it. Especially, I'm talking about the coaches right now. You know, that was us. You know, so it was not a good job.
All right, why are you clapping your hands for that clip?
Grown man that can be critical of those around him. He said us, so he kept it clean. But when things don't go right, it's not all we'll fix it. It's hey man, it's okay to show a little disgust and a little bit of frustration with not getting the job done. I'm assuming that has a lot to do with getting the ball to Derrick Henry.
I would think so, right? Yeah. He had 10
or the lack thereof, I guess.
10 touches in the game. He had 8 carries and then he had 2 catches. He was averaging over 5 yards a carry, by the way. In his 8 carries, But to me, Clint, I'm with you. I think it clearly that clearly means, all right, man, they're not going to sit here and just go away from the game plan. And I don't think – I think they've known that Lamar Jackson wasn't going to play. Probably for days they've known Lamar wasn't going to play. And, Clint, I would assume that the Texans are going to get a ton of Derrick Henry, and they better be ready because, Clint, in 2024, eight games, Derrick Henry got 20-plus carries. In all eight games, he was over 100 yards, and he scored 10 touchdowns in those eight games, including – 27 carries for 147 yards and a touchdown versus the Texans when they played last year. The Texans better be ready for a huge, huge dose of Derrick Henry. And based off how we watch the Texans, it is hard to believe that the Texans are going to run away from the Ravens to force Todd Monken to have to take him out of the game and go a different direction. I don't think that the Texans are going to get up 27-10 in this game in a way that takes him out of the game. So this to me is clearly what he is talking about, and I would assume he's going to get north of 20 carries in this game.
Yeah, look, I think it's one of the more fascinating aspects of this game is what does D'Amico Ryans do with his defensive front in particular? We've seen him go from his horses that he believed in early with Tommy Togiai wasn't even active to now he's an active participant and he's telling everybody do what Tommy does instead of what you've been doing, right? So I wonder if we see D'Amico Ryans shift a bit in how he plays defensive line football. And I mean, I think a staple, and hell, we've heard D'Amico Ryans talk about it, is his D lineman, he's big on penetrating. Just get upfield, just shoot the gap, get upfield, be disruptive, right? Well, we saw that work against them in the Tampa Bay game, again, to the tune of damn near 6 yards a carry. And if you do that with this particular group, you're gonna be in trouble. So I do wonder if there is a different approach with the play of the interior defensive lineman as well as the alignment. Like, do we see five down? You know what I mean? Do we see him cover the center and both guards and work from there? Do we see him have guys eat blocks the way that old Romeo Crennel's defense used to, where you'd get Vince Wilfork in the gap and he'd take up a center and a guard and he'd anchor down and not let him move, and now Derrick Henry's got to stop his feet. Now you got a better chance of stopping him, right? If they continue to shoot gaps and they continue to let Derrick Henry get into the second level of this defense – With some momentum, it's going to be even more painful than it was against Tampa. So I wonder, this game in the first quarter, I'm watching that D-line to see how anxious are they to penetrate, or are they playing along the line of scrimmage? We'll see.
Because I do wonder, Clint, like I think John Harbaugh will grab the headset from Todd if we go get in here and we look in here and we're in the first half and Derek's got 3 carries. Like, I think he's going to get the touches.
Yeah.
My question and wonder is, we've seen him obviously last year. I mean, if it wasn't for Saquon Barkley, he would have been first-team All-Pro. Those two guys were head and shoulders above everybody. But I do wonder how much of his success and the openings he gets has to do with number 8. That's it. With Lamar in there, there's always that threat. And look, I think he's capable, but it does change the picture, right, for D'Amico and those guys up front, Matt Burke, of how they defend him, because you're not scared of Cooper Rush, you know, taking the ball and running it himself, I think that does change the picture. So I do wonder how much Lamar had to do with his success.
Well, there's no doubt. I'm not going to ever minimize the effect that Lamar Jackson has on any offense in any capacity. But I'll say this. We've seen Derrick Henry go for 200-plus when that offense had little to no threat, right? I mean, and so I would never doubt Derrick Henry's ability to go get 200. So load him up. Change the approach, see if you can get him to stop his feet. If you can get him to stop his feet, you got a chance. And you got to bottle him up. Bottom line is you got to bottle him up, man, because he's capable of scoring enough points to flat out outscore this offense that we've seen take the field 3 weeks.
Let me ask you guys something real quick.
Okay.
Before we head to 5 o'clock fire here live at in Sugarland here at Talliards. Everybody here at Talliards, too. And I want you guys to be honest, and Tyler and Clint, be honest. I want to get a show of hands to the answer to this question. The Texans are about to play what I believe is arguably one of the top five Texans all time. Has the fact that they're playing DeAndre Hopkins crossed anybody's mind?
Only because I'm a degenerate in bet.
Has that crossed anybody's mind? That have you even thought about that?
Only because I heard Reg and him talking about it on In the Loop.
It is like it used to be a deal of, all right, man, they're playing Hop. All right, that was a point of conversation. There is like, I don't know if they're just used to it or it's been so long, but he's one of the. She's done with him apparently.
Yeah, moved on.
But she's given that number to Davis Figgy, Mills, I guess.
Figgy,
but
Figgy hurt my heart today playing them damn highlights. Will Fuller going off and Deshaun Watson. Remember how good Deshaun was when he was before all the mess got happened. So yeah, Yeah, no, I hadn't even thought about it, man, until I listened to them damn boys on In the Loop, man.
Hadn't even thought about it.
Bringing me down.
And it is wild because if they play any of the other guys that you think of, all right, man, because I think he's going to the Texans Hall of Fame.
Ring of Honor?
Yeah, it's got, I mean, three All-Pros, five Pro Bowls with the Texans in his 7 years, I would think so. Right, you're shaking him off?
No. I just had.
I know my man right here. Is he shaking him off? I'm like, really? Interesting. What'd you say? Because you're a degenerate gambler. Is that what you said, Tyler?
Yeah, I heard one game here recently. His over under for receptions was like 1.5, and I considered it. I was like, man, this is DeAndre Hopkins still. Sure enough, he didn't have a reception. But yeah, it's
crazy. So Hop doesn't move, folks, no more. Doesn't move no more. Damn. Can't wait till he comes back and gets him a red jacket here with the Texans. All right, coming up.